All right, we're here at Motorama 2013. This is Kevin Crandall doing our, prototype first podcast. We'll see how this goes. We're going to try to talk to some people about their experiences. Today is Friday. It's just practice day here at Motorama, so not a whole lot going on, but people are trying to get as much track time as they can and dial in their cards for tomorrow's qualifying. So we'll see where everybody is. All right, we're first guest speaker is Chris Button. He's kind of our intern here at RC Soup. He technical title is fry cook, I guess. this is his first time at Motorama, and we're gonna see what he thinks. So Chris, this is your first time. What do you think so far? I know people are just setting up, but you can see the people, the cars are rolling in the car shows. You've got, motorsport stuff rolling in. Lots to see tomorrow, but what do you think so far?
That's pretty cool. It's kind of nice to see a show fold together without to worry about race or anything. It's nice to see the show, nice to see people doing what they love to do, that are good at it. They come here for a reason. Yeah, it's a pretty good time. Can't wait to see what happens tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. We're going to go around together and see if we can interview some people and see what they think and how their day's been.
All right, Dan Linus, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 29. I've been flying model airplanes basically as long as I can remember. My father and grandfather got me started. Once I got started and was hooked, Dad introduced me to competitive precision flying. Took off in pattern and never looked back. Been competing in FAI, the highest class, for about 12 years now. Took that further and became a UAV pilot for the government. Traveled overseas to Afghanistan and Iraq for 5 years. Also a full-scale pilot and flight instructor, and flown just about anything with wings on it. And having a great time.
All right, now what's your favorite kind of soup?
Chicken noodle.
There you go. We're here with Nick Maxwell at Motorama. Nick, how did you get started in helicopters?
My dad flies RC airplanes, and I saw a guy fly a helicopter do a demo, and I thought that was pretty cool. So after flying airplanes for a while, I learned how to fly helicopters.
All right. Motorama is known as being a car event. What do you think about being here?
It's awesome. It's totally different from any airplane or helicopter event. And this has got a whole different group of people, and it's pretty cool. I like watching the RC cars race and everything else, motocross, and it's nuts.
Where are you from?
From Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right. How did you get started with Hobbyco?
Well, I actually just work as a pilot for them, so I'm not actually an employed. I fly, throughout competing and stuff, I started flying as a pro pilot for them, as a consultant. And so I just travel around and do different demos.
All right. What's your favorite kind of soup?
Favorite kind of soup? Campbell's tomato.
All right, we're here with Team Soup driver, Cruz Zachary, and we're gonna see what he feels about the track today. So Cruz, can you tell us your experience today? Like, we'll say on the 10th scale track first.
Yeah, 10th scale track's been good. It's pretty technical, but fast at the same time. Came in, had to work on the setup a little bit, but now it's basically just down to track time. As I always say, track time is more important than any setup, so just basically focusing on getting a good line and learning the track.
So Charlie calls this the awesome track. Would you agree that it's awesome compared to the 8th scale track?
Out of the two, I definitely would agree that this track is definitely awesome. More drivable 8th scale track is a little more technical, and the depth perception is off in a few spots, but just something we're going to have to get through the weekend, and we'll see how we do.
All right, sounds good. So what classes are you running today? Tell our listeners.
Today I'm running two-wheel buggy mod, two-wheel short course mod, and four-wheel short course expert.
Which class are you most excited to be running?
I would have to say probably two-wheel buggy mod, because a lot of the bigger names, faster guys are in that class, so it'll be interesting to see how I mark up against them guys.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like a good time. So you're preparing for tomorrow. Is there anything that you're going to change between now and the heats tomorrow?
At this moment, we're just working on some tires, getting them broken. See what I like the best, have another set mounted up, ready to go. Basically just make some little changes here and there as the track changes, but hopefully not too far off from where we're at now.
Sounds good. What's your tire of choice right now? What are you trying to run?
Right now, the tire choice on the 10th scale track is definitely the Panther Rattlers in the clay compound. And the buggy, the front tire is a Panther Bobcat. That's super soft. I'm running the new closed cell foam in both. On the 8th scale track, I'm running Panther Raptors. They seem to work pretty good right now, so we'll see.
Alright, sounds good. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, and good luck in the qualifying.
Okay, thanks. Sounds good.
All right, we're here with Paul Sinclair from X Factory, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his day today, and we're going to go from there.
What's up, rcsoup.com? How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. We've had some practice time and going around seeing everybody, and it's a good time. It's Motorama.
Yeah, good to hear.
Can't have a bad time here.
No. You can have a bad time getting here, though.
You can.
Chaz and I were coming across I-80 last night, and traffic came to a standstill for about an hour and a half.
Ouch.
And we ended up getting in at like 2:33 in the morning instead of 1, like we expected. So that, I say that because you asked how my day has gone, and it started out by us waking up at 8 o'clock instead of, 6:30, because we were done. And I'm looking forward to bed this evening, getting some sleep.
I can imagine that.
But anyway, besides the whole sleep thing, which, I mean, who expects to get sleep in an RC race anyways, things are actually going pretty well. I'm happy.
All right, so you're running exclusively on the 10th scale track, right?
Yep.
Or as Charlie calls it, the awesome track.
The awesome track. I ran on both tracks last year, and it was interesting, going from the one surface to the other was certainly an experience. It's the first time I've probably ever run like almost two different races at the same time,
That's pretty much what it was.
You run the one car with slicks on it and the other car with like subcultures,
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Yep, definitely.
But
do you think it was a smart move, or are you happy with the move for short course to be over on the 10 scale side? Or
I can see both sides of that debate. It makes a lot of sense because the two-wheel drive short course drivers, I think, are a lot of the same guys that drive the buggies and four wheels and trucks,
Right.
The two-wheel drive short course seems to be with those classes, and the four-wheel seems to be with the 8th scale. That's just my experience from club racing and other big races,
Right, yep.
So it makes sense from there. I will say, however, that to me, short course belongs on a loose, blown-out track.
Right.
Like, that's its home.
Yeah.
And running a short course with slicks on it is, like, let's get rid of the suspension and put a solid axle across there, because it's already leaning over.
Yeah.
Yep. So, from a racer's perspective, I totally get it.
Right.
From a spectator, I just dropped my ball stud.
That's never good.
From a spectator, like, what the truck should be doing and what looks cool and how it's, what sells the RC racing as an industry, I think it's a dumb move.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I can kind of see it both ways.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I sign up and race,
Yeah, we have no control over it.
Uh-huh.
My biggest concern was they may have stacked the attendance too far in one direction in one track, and the other track's going to get out way early, and we're going to be here.
Certainly, certainly.
It'll be interesting to see how late we are here tonight, or tomorrow night.
Really. What's the schedule? Are they running two rounds, three rounds tomorrow? Do you know?
I don't know. I think it's three rounds, and we're starting early. The doors open at 7.
Yeah.
And
racing starts at 8, right?
Yep. Something like that. So hopefully not up too soon when we get here, because we're supposed to be actually out covering the Hobbyco stuff, the flight demonstrations out there. So
yeah, that's even rougher for you guys because you're like
we're all over the place. Yep.
Yeah. Not even dealing with the two tracks, but dealing with how do you cover everything, man?
Everything at the event.
This event is so cool for RC. I think.
Yep. Yeah, it's not even and RC only makes up like a tenth of it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's just I was talking with Chris Wolfson, guy from the Pittsburgh area, Losi driver, long time. I've raced with him a bunch, you know, he and I were talking about it. It's the only time when I get to race my cars in front of people who aren't racers.
Yep.
And like, even if it's not a big show and not a big sale, you know, like, I mean, it's. Like, there's just something inherently cool about that to me.
Right.
You know? It's like I get to show off to my friends at the park, but I'm on an actual racetrack actually racing.
Yep, definitely. You know? During a competition, you have spectators and everything.
I think everybody has that experience, you know, where they're like, oh, man, you know, you're talking to your best friend, and you got to come check out this car. Let's go to the park and run around a baseball diamond. And it's cool, but that's not the same as running your X6 squared on a track, you know?
Right.
And getting that wheel-to-wheel
for sure.
Racing action.
Yep. So you obviously have some track time today. What do you feel about the layout and the?
The layout's good. I saw some early pictures on Facebook. Thanks to Todd from RC Excitement, actually. Don't you love social media and how that all works out?
That's crazy.
You're driving over and you're looking at your phone going 80 miles an hour, and you're like, oh, this is the track I'm going to be racing on tomorrow.
Nope. You're already studying lines.
Yeah. So, well, I saw the pictures yesterday, and I honestly thought it was a little boring.
Yeah,
I was looking at it, I'm like, all right, so it's got a double-double in it, and it's got that kind of ramp before the straightaway.
Yep.
And I'm like, otherwise, it's just kind of singles and infield stuff.
Right.
But now that I've raced on it, I'm a much bigger fan. It's got a lot of subtle features to it. It's got a lot of high-speed bumps and ripples, which, for better or worse, it's certainly going to be interesting. And then there's a lot of, like, two or three of the corners are fairly off-camber.
Yeah.
Which, as a racer, it's a really interesting feature because you take kind of the higher slow line that's, you know, and shorten the racing line, or do you try to take the faster line around the bottom of the cone?
Right.
Like, it, so that, now that I've driven on it, I'm a much bigger fan of the layout. I think it's one of the cooler layouts they've had. Last year they had that quad thing that was just weird in front of the driver's stand. You know, there wasn't a good way through it.
Right.
And so I think they did a much better job this year.
Yeah, I can't speak it from experience because we were only on the 8-scale track last year.
Uh-huh.
I didn't race the 10-scale track at all. I watched it a little bit, but didn't really give it too much thought because we weren't on it.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we don't race clay much either, and this is, you know, probably my fourth time on clay ever.
Uh-huh.
And
you got good tires going?
Yeah, not too bad. I've got a pretty good selection. I don't know, everything from barcodes to suburbs and ions and pressure points.
You're running short course then?
Yeah, two-wheel drive, but stock. So.
Uh-huh. Oh, whatever. It's all good.
What is the class you're most excited to run this weekend? Actually, I should ask you first what classes you are running.
I am running two-wheel for sure, and I'm trying to get into four-wheel. I'm actually not entered.
I've heard that was closed.
Yeah. It's, we're going to see.
maybe you could buy somebody's spot.
We're going to see who all is actually here tomorrow and how it all shakes out. I don't get in, I don't get in. It's our fault for not entering it on time, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
So the two-wheel, like I said, I'm in there, and that's, you know, it's funny. I four-wheel drive buggy was actually my first ever RC car. I didn't race novice when I started. I raced four-wheel mod. Like,
jump in with both feet.
It was totally a in the deep end, see if he swims, right? And
yep.
So four-wheel has always literally been my first love. Like, I grew up throwing the car around, power drifting, you know,
right.
Everything that good four-wheels do.
Yep.
And as I've developed as a driver and gotten faster and everything, I've learned to appreciate the refined sense of a two-wheel. Like, a good two-wheel buggy is kind of the top peak for me now, you know?
The most precision.
Exactly, and it takes the most skill to, not to denigrate any other class, but certainly, you know, that's where the fast guys are.
Right. Yeah,
and so definitely. What class am I most excited about? Probably two-wheel. What class am I going to have the most fun with? Probably the four-wheel, if I run it.
Right.
You're in.
So, I'm in. All right, I'm in.
Good.
High five.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Is that official, then?
Over there? Official, official?
I believe you are official. All right.
All right. There we go.
He believes that I'm officially in, so...
We'll hope.
We'll put it at, like, 90%. So...
But, yeah. But, it looks like a good setup you got here, and...
Thank you.
We'll, I'll catch up with you maybe later in the weekend and see how your car is handling, and...
Uh-huh. Thanks for the podcast.
Yeah.
RCSoup.com.
We're gonna try this.
The latest news.
Yeah. News, reviews, products, everything.
And podcasts now.
And maybe podcasts. We'll see how this goes.
Come on. Come on. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Besides the fact you're holding it, if I was holding this instead of you, would you even think that it was on?
Probably not.
That's the key.
Yeah. But, all right, we'll catch you later.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.
So we're at Cracker Barrel, Harrisburg, PA, RC Soup Team. So Chris, what did you order?
I got the country fried steak with steak fries, macaroni and cheese, and hash brown casserole. Best damn meal I had all weekend.
It's only Friday.
Yeah, I'm just pre-gaming.
Chris is chugging syrup at the Cracker Barrel. He's a maple connoisseur. He's got his brother doing the maple business. What do you think of this syrup here at Cracker Barrel?
It's just like what they say on Super Troopers. You got to relax the throat and just chug a lugga.
You know all about that. All right, so I'm sitting across from team driver Jared Godell, and we're at Cracker Barrel. And... how was your meal, Jared?
It was awesome. I ordered Mama's hot cakes. I love Mama's cakes.
That's cool. Did you get syrup?
I did. It was not New York State syrup, but it was good enough.
Well, we're in Pennsylvania. What do you expect?
That's true. That's true.
So, how do you feel about Motorama practice and how'd it go?
Well, the four-wheel drive track is enormous, very difficult, always blown out. The two-wheel course is pretty nice clay, nice setup, so I'm confident with two-wheel drive, but not with four-wheel.
So this is your first time running buggy. Now, we haven't posted this yet, but RC Soup just built a brand new Atomic V2 MR, and Jared has the opportunity this weekend to take it to the podium, I think. And we'll see how that goes. But how did you like your first endeavors into buggy class?
I didn't think I'd like it because I thought it was more of a toy, but running it for a few times started picking up some speed and getting some handling out of it. And I don't want to admit it, but I kind of enjoyed it.
You'll be a buggy guy. I can tell. So how was your short course handling?
The short course truck was good right from the start. We had some good practice time up at Redneck RC. And then once the track started to dry out a little bit, it got a little pushy. So tomorrow will be a little tweaking and hopefully get it back up to speed.
Now you're running something secret on that thing, aren't you?
Well, not anymore. Running the Slim Fast chassis, as coined by Kevin. It's a prototype aluminum slim narrow chassis for the SC10. So we'll see how it goes, and if we like it, we'll hopefully start producing them.
Sounds cool. I've seen it, and it looks pretty nice. I don't think there's too much else out there like it, but you know, I think it could do well. So I know you already said that you like the 10th scale track more than the 8th scale track. What do you think about, I've asked several people so far about moving short course to the 10th scale track over the 8th scale track. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I ran the stock short course last year on the big track, and the track was way too big, and it got blown out so much that the short course trucks weren't really made for that, so I don't really know if I have an opinion. I think taking that truck off the short, the big track was a good idea, but the problem is now you have a majority of the 600 plus entries on the small track, so it's going to be difficult to go between the two tracks.
Yeah, I kind of have that same opinion that they stack too much the one direction, but we'll have to see what time we get out tomorrow. Maybe they'll just run 24 hours straight into Sunday. We'll have to see. But, yeah, so definitely looking forward to tomorrow, and we're going to do some qualifying, start early, and hopefully we'll get some tweaks in the cars, and Jared's going to try to win one for the team.
Pressure, right? Too much pressure.
Oh, come on. All right, but yeah, so that's and we're at Cracker Barrel again, the official unofficial restaurant of RC Soup. Too bad we don't get free meals for saying that, but still cheap and good, but better than McDonald's. So, all right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, this concludes day one of Motorama 2013. This is Kevin.
This is Chris.
And this has been our first podcast. Hooray! We'll see you again tomorrow.
Dirt, 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 dirt.